So is this essentially these two meetings just to get everybody on the same page before they hear from Trump?
Yeah, it's fine tuning. It's actually to give Zelensky more backing as he goes to see Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And, Trump's not going to be an easy sell. Trump has already said that, he's going to look at what Zelensky gives him. But if he doesn't like it, he's not signing off on it. So that's the kind of atmosphere that Zelensky is walking into.
And then even beyond that, what are there any odds that Russia will say yes to this?
No. I mean, the odds are they will say no. They will negotiate, maybe, but they will say no. There's a lot of things in this thing, like about the Russians pulling back from the Donetsk area, equal amount of the Ukrainians. I doubt the Russians will accept that one. And there's a lot of the uncertainties about the coalition of the willing in terms of guarantees. Will that mean legally Article 5 type? But will it mean troops on the ground in Ukraine? That part, if it's in the package, and we haven't seen the full package, I would think the Russians would be very opposed to that part. So all I'm trying to say is that there's a lot of things the Russians have said they will be constructive. That means they will probably counter-propose something as opposed to just shut it down.